Title: Bass Modulation Macro Setups from Scratch Using Session View Beginner. All right, let's build a drum and bass bassline that actually moves, and we're going to do it in a way you can perform like an instrument in Session View. The whole idea today is simple. Instead of drawing a million automation lanes later, we're going to set up one bass sound, wrap it in a macro rack, and then use a few big musical knobs to create variations live. Then we'll record those macro moves straight into arrangement so your drop gets that real performed energy. By the end, you'll have a DNB bass macro rack with 8 macros that cover the stuff you actually reach for in drum and bass: tone, drive, wobble rate, wobble amount, FM or growl, noise or bite, sublevel, and width for the highs only, so your low end stays club safe. Let's start in Session View, because this is where the magic happens for fast variation. Create a new MIDI track. On Mac it's Command-Shift-T, on Windows Control-Shift-T. Set your tempo to a drum and bass range, somewhere like 172 to 176 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 174. That's home bass. Now in Session View, on that same MIDI track, create 3 MIDI clips. Think of these as your variation lab. The sound stays the same, but the rhythm changes, and that combo is where DNB bass lines come alive. Clip 1. A simple rolling pattern, 8th notes. Don't overthink it, just a steady pulse. Clip 2. A half-time pattern, more space, fewer notes. This one leaves room for drums to smack. Clip 3. A stabby, syncopated pattern, a little jungle push. Shorter notes, little gaps, maybe a hit that lands off the grid slightly if you want swing later. Make each clip 2 or 4 bars. 2 bars is great for quick call and response. 4 bars is great if you want a phrase that evolves. Quick teacher tip: don't try to compose the entire drop in one clip right now. Make small, useful clips that loop well. You'll get a better result faster. Now let's build the actual bass source. Drop Waveatable on the MIDI track. For oscillator 1, choose a saw or use basic shapes and find the saw region. We want something harmonically rich, because modulation needs harmonics to grab onto. For oscillator 2, you've got 2 beginner-friendly options. Option 1. Sine as a sub-support. Option 2. Another saw for a restyle thickness. For now, go sine if you want it clean and controllable. That keeps your fundamentals stable while the top moves. Turn on unison, but keep it controlled. 2 to 4 voices is enough. Detune low, around 5 to 15%. We're not trying to make a trance super saw. We're building a bass that still punches in mono. In Waveatable's filter, pick LP24, set cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Don't stress the exact number, because we're going to macro this. If there's a drive option in the filter, just a tiny amount can help, but keep it subtle. Now set your amp envelope. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain depends on your style. If you want more stab, pull sustain down. If you want more roll, keep it higher. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off too harshly. Now you should have a playable bass that can roll, stab, or sustain depending on your MIDI note lengths. Next, we're going to build the macro rack layer. After Waveatable, add these audio devices in order: auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, EQ8, utility, and optionally, later, you can add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger for Reese motion. But we'll keep it optional so you don't get lost. Now select those audio effects and group them into an audio effect rack. Command G or Control G. Rename the rack DNB Bass Macro Rack. This is a small thing, but naming matters because you're building a performance instrument, not just a chain of plugins. Now let's dial in some good defaults, because macro mapping works best when your starting point already sounds decent. On auto filter, choose low pass 24. Set cutoff somewhere between 250 and 1200 Hz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2 so it has bite. Keep the envelope amount low, like 0 to 10%. We are not doing envelope funk right now, we're setting up controlled wobble. On saturator, pick analog clip. That's a classic Ableton choice for DNB because it adds harmonics without instantly turning into mush. Drive somewhere like 3 to 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then watch your output. If you crank drive and your volume jumps, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder. So keep an eye on the meter and trim the output if needed. On glue compressor, set attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1 to start. Then lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to squash the life out of it. We're stabilizing it so the bass stays consistent when you start performing macros. On EQ8, Do a quick cleanup. Optional high pass at 30 Hz, mainly as safety. If it's boxy, do a small dip in the 200 to 400 range, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it gets harsh, check the 2 to 5 kHz area. Don't carve like crazy, just tidy. On utility, remember the rule, subs should be monosafe. For now, you can even set width lower, like 0 to 30%, just to keep things tight while you build. We're going to do a better highs-only width trick in a moment. Now the fun part, macro mappings. This is where your rack becomes playable. Click map on the rack. Macro 1 is tone. Map it to auto filter frequency. Set a musical range, roughly 120 Hz up to about 2.5 kHz. Low values feel subby and rolled off. Higher values open up the growl and the talk. This is probably your most used macro. Macro 2 is drive. Map it to saturator drive, range around 2 dB up to maybe 14 dB. And here's a very useful performance trick. Also map macro 2 to glue compressor threshold. Set it so that when you add drive, the compressor digs in a bit more. Something like minus 10 to minus 25 dB. Adjust by ear. This makes drive feel like aggression and control at the same time, instead of just louder and messier. Macro 3 is wobble rate. We'll use auto filter's LFO for this. Turn on the LFO in auto filter. Pick sine for a smooth wobble, or saw for a more rippy, edgy movement. Set the LFO amount around 10 to 30% for now, just so you can hear it working. Now map macro 3 to the LFO rate, with sync on. A great DNB range is 1/16 to 1/2. That covers fast neuro chatter, mid wobble, and slower movement for rollers. Macro 4 is wobble amount. Map it to auto filter LFO amount. Range from 0% to about 60%. Teacher note. If you go too high, you lose note definition. Rolling bass lines need the pitch to feel steady, even while the tone moves. So keep the top of the range exciting but still readable. Macro 5 is FM or growl. Go back into wave eatable and enable FM. Usually that means USK 2 is modulating USK 1. Depending on your setup, map macro 5 to the FM amount. Set a beginner safe range like 0 to 40%. This is one of those macros where a little goes a long way. If it starts sounding like broken machinery, pull the range down. Macro 6 is noise or bite. In wave eatable, turn on noise and choose a brighter noise type. Map macro 6 to noise level, something like 0 to 20 or 30%. Optionally, also map macro 6 to auto filter resonance, say 0.7 up to 1.4. So when you add noise, you also add a little snarl. That makes the move feel intentional. Macro 7 is sub-level. The simplest option is to map it to oscillator 2 level, if USK 2 is your sine sub. Set the range from minus infinity up to maybe minus 12 dB, depending on how heavy you want the sub. This is a lifesaver macro, because as you add drive and FM and wobble, your sub might start feeling too big or too small. You want one knob that gets you back to balance fast. Macro 8 is width. Highs only. This is the DNB safe stereo trick. Inside your auto effect rack, create two chains. One chain is LOW, one chain is high. On the LOW chain, add an EQ8 first, and low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Then add utility and set width to 0%. That keeps the low end centered and solid. On the high chain, add an EQ8 and high pass it around the same point, 120 to 180 Hz. Then add utility and set width somewhere like 80 to 160%. If you want extra motion, add chorus ensemble very subtly, but keep it tiny. The goal is width, not watery wobble. Now map macro 8 to the high chain utility width. Set a usable range like 70% up to 160%. Now you can widen the character of the bass without ever messing up the sub. That's a big deal for club translation. Before we perform, one important coaching note about macros. Make the ranges feel musical, not technical. If a macro only sounds good between, say, 40 and 55%, then tighten the range so the whole knob travel is usable. Your future self will thank you when you're performing. Also, consider renaming the macros like actions. Instead of filter, call it open. Instead of drive, maybe slam. It sounds silly, but it changes how you perform. You'll think in moves, not in settings. Now let's use Session View as intended, as a performance and variation lab. Start your drums or a basic drum loop. Launch your first bass clip, the rolling eighth notes. While it loops, start performing the macros in a simple, musical way. Start with tone fairly low, then gradually open it over a few bars. That's your phrase progression. Then play with wobble rate. Try switching between 1/8, 1/4, and 1/16. Notice how the same notes suddenly feel like different bass lines, just from rate changes. Bring in wobble amount next. Keep it moderate for rolling sections, then push it higher for fills. Add drive as momentary hits. This is a pro move even for beginners. Treat drive like a performance accent. At the end of a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase, quickly push drive up and back down, like a button. That gives you that yank moment without destroying the whole mix. And then, very sparingly, add width on the highs for lift. If you're in the drop and you want something to feel bigger, widening the highs can feel like the bass just stepped forward. But if you leave it wide the whole time, it stops feeling special. Now record it, arm the track, then hit arrangement record on the top transport. You're still launching clips in Session View, but Ableton will capture your clip launches and macro movements into arrangement. Teacher tip, record in passes if you want clean automation. Pass 1, just tone and wobble amount. Pass 2, drive hits and maybe a couple of width moments. Pass 3, small tweaks, like a bit of FM on the response phrase. This keeps you from making spaghetti automation that you'll hate later. Now let's talk about a simple arrangement approach you can aim for right away. Think 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16. Intro or tease. Tone lower, wobble amount lower, mostly mono and tight. Bars 17 to 32. Drop, open tone a bit, increase drive, and alternate wobble rate every 2 bars for call and response. That one trick alone can carry a full drop. And add fills. The last half bar of every 8 bars, do a quick drive hit and a faster wobble rate. Then snap back. That contrast makes the bass feel like it's interacting with the drums. Let's quickly cover common mistakes, so you don't fall into the classic traps. First, making the sub stereo. Don't do it. Keep anything under roughly 120 Hz mono. That's why we built the low and high split. Second, too much LFO amount. If the wobble is so extreme that the pitch feels like it disappears, your bassline won't roll, it'll blur. Third, overdriving into uncontrolled clipping. Saturator plus glue can explode fast. If it sounds cool but the meter is pinned, it's going to hurt later when you add drums and mastering. Keep it controlled. Fourth, no room for the kick. If your kick is heavy around 50 to 60 Hz, keep your sub-level balanced. Sidechain is a later lesson, but just be aware of the overlap. And fifth, mapping huge ranges. This audio version is shortened for playback.